1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian podcast is brought to you by Movie Tavern by Marcus. This new year, purchase a 2020 Ultimate Popcorn Tub. Unlimited popcorn for only $4.95 every visit for the whole year. Because movies never tasted so good.
Let's get to the music news. Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. It's cold here, though.
Did you have to dig out? Did you get snow?
Yeah, we got snow.
Okay.
Yeah. Did some digging.
How much?
I would say at my house, you know, six, seven inches.
That's substantial.
It's enough.
Yeah, that's enough snow. But while it's snowing outside, you're busy at the computer and burning up the phone lines, right? Getting the latest music news?
And also outside shoveling, too. Man does not live by, you know, computer bites alone.
Hire that out, man. Just get someone else to do it.
It's good. It's good.
Really?
Kind of clear your head. And
all right.
You're losing that battle, by the way. You're trying to tell everybody, hire that out.
Oh, yeah. Clearing my head. Oh,
yeah. Everyone's now.
You're telling me I'm losing every battle this morning. Vertical video.
One of those mornings.
Do you, I don't know. He seems to be on my case here lately.
Does vertical video seem to be on the run?
No, but
no.
At some point, you have to make a stand, and I'm making it. Vertical video, Gary. It's bad. If you're going to shoot wolves looking at your 2-year-old that's inside your house, shoot horizontal video. Hold your phone wider than it is tall.
All right, where do we start this morning in music news, Gary? What's the big story? I'm looking over this list and going, none jump off the sheet.
There are big stories, and I guess a lot of it, you know, actually kind of came overnight. So coronavirus is starting to have its impact on the, you know, on the music world. Green Day announced overnight they're postponing their Asian tour dates. Due to the coronavirus and health concerns. They were supposed to play in Singapore, Bangkok, Manila, Taipei, Hong Kong, Seoul, Osaka, and Chiba. So they postponed, and they're going to be rescheduling new dates very soon. And then BTS, who is from South Korea, has postponed a bunch of South Korean shows as well. I mean, a lot of this is, and I did hear the Geneva Auto Show was canceled today, and I think we're going to be seeing more of this. You know, governments are actually stepping up and saying, look, we don't want these mass gatherings of people right now, so let's put all these events and concerts off. And I think we're going to be seeing more of this in the coming weeks.
Well, it's already hit Asia pretty hard. Things are being canceled all over the place there.
It's approaching in the United States. I think the big targets now are things like Coachella and maybe even South by Southwest. And, you know, South by Southwest brings, you know, a lot of people over from Asia. So what's going to be the circumstance there, and what are they thinking?
Yeah, the Olympics are saying this has to get better by a certain date.
Right, they have a cutoff date,
right,
there.
Exactly.
But this is the first, you know, between Green Day and BTS, this is the first major impact we've seen on the music world. So we'll see where it goes, and we'll see, you know, we'll see what happens with people even traveling to and around the United States, some of the European acts. Are they, you know, people don't necessarily want to get in planes and don't necessarily want to be traveling, you know, until they feel like they've got a handle on this.
That was kind of my next question. If all these bands aren't going to tour much in Asia, do they stay just at home and just hold their breath, or are they,
you know, or you go out,
pop
or
around
you go
the
out
U.S.
at home? You know, so we'll see. I think you know, this is the full shoe hasn't dropped yet, but you know,
right,
the leg is starting to descend.
All right,
and we'll see what's going to happen. Neil Peart will be of Rush, you know, who passed away on January 20th, will be honored with a tribute show in his hometown of St. Catharines, Ontario, which is right by Toronto. There, it's a suburb essentially, and it's being organized in conjunction with his family. No names have been attached to it yet, but I sort of bet you that Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson from Rush will be part of this, as well as a number of the drummers who spoke out right after Neil Peart passed away. It's going to be a charity event. There's several charities that have already been named, you know, mostly Canadian health centers. And the tickets go on sale actually today for it, and you know, we'll be hearing a lot more in the future.
That Super Bowl halftime show just won't go away, Gary.
No, it's only been a couple of weeks. But, yeah, the FCC finally revealed that they got a total of 1,312 complaints about J-Lo and Shakira doing their things. It was called by some of the listeners, called everything from completely inappropriate to obscene to a strip act by the people who didn't like it. Conversely, the FCC says it only got 50 complaints last year when Adam Levine took his shirt off and performed topless.
So. Out of, what, 136 million viewers?
The average isn't bad. I mean, it's not awful, but, you listen, it was between the music and the styles and everything were so foreign to a lot of people, and then there was a lot of wiggling going on, and,
yes.
That does tend to set people off.
Well. And these folks had no idea what was coming up at halftime. Well,
maybe
been
not
promoted endlessly.
Maybe not to that degree. I mean, I think a lot of people thought of J-Lo as an actress, and nobody knew who Shakira was, so they didn't know to put together, one plus one and realize, where these women were from, what their heritage was, what kind of music they made, and the fact that it was the Super Bowl. You put all that together, and it wasn't a real stretch to figure out in advance what you were going to get.
But, do they want Up With People back?
Well, and I thought this was basically Up With People 2020, I mean, it was a feel-good, colorful, big song and dance thing.
Booty shaking.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I mean, the Up With People shook and moved and swayed,
So they were people.
This was just the updated version of it.
Yeah. So if we're going to rank outrageous Super Bowl halftime performances, is this number two, second to Janet Jackson?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
then
who's
number three then? Do we have a number three?
Maybe Bruno Mars.
What did he do?
Maybe the children. Well, not so, when you say outrageous. No, number three would have been that Aerosmith. The Aerosmith one with Britney Spears and NSYNC and Nelly and the teen pop acts. And
okay.
Kid Rock running around that year with the American flag cape. I think that's probably number three, in terms of quote-unquote outrage.
All right. So those are our three most controversial halftime performances.
Yeah, I'd go with those.
All right. Eddie Money, they're going to do a tribute concert?
They did the tribute show already. Star-studded in, back on February 20th. On March 22nd, Axis TV is going to air it, and it is called a star-studded tribute to Eddie Money. This was, of course, a salute to Money. He died last September 13th of cancer. Among those performing on it, and you can find some of these clips online, Sammy Hagar, George Thorogood, John Waite, Mickey Thomas from Jefferson Starship, Kevin Cronin from REO Speedwagon, Greg Kinn, Tommy Tutone, and James Hetfield from Metallica. It was his first performance post-rehab. He did an acoustic version of Baby Hold On. And so that'll all be on Axis TV on
March 22nd.
March 22nd.
Yeah.
Show was February 20th. Hetfield, by the way, was in the news this week. So Metallica is canceling two of its five festival concerts. It's canceling the ones in May, Sonic Temple and Louder Than Life, because he has to go to a sobriety weekend, which is part of his latest rehab stint. He is required to go back for a weekend, and they spend 3 days and two nights just kind of a check-in, see where they're at. It's an intensive immersion back into your therapy. So they have
We're just going to pop the hood on this, James, and see what's going on under here.
That's it. I mean, I guess because he's gone back for whether it's a second or third time, this is what you do now. And these are mandatory. There's
regular maintenance.
Metallica still has three other festival shows in the States that it's going to be playing, and the Red Hot Chili Peppers and Tool are going to fill in for them at the other two shows.
We talked about this last week, the Whitney Houston hologram tour.
Yep.
It's up and running?
It's up and running in the UK, and it is getting panned by the critics. It started in Sheffield, and one of the writers wrote that, as any horror movie fan will tell you, bringing the dead back to life never works well. Another one said it's probably best to let sleeping stars lie, and even the most positive review kind of equated it to forcing Whitney's ghost, quote, into slavery and profiting from the imagery.
These holograms are created by video that already exists, right?
Right. They take existing video and they do program it. I mean, they create dialogue. They use voice samples to create original material, you know, that the hologram is doing.
Yeah.
But it's still, it's, you know, listen, they're creepy as hell.
Yeah.
And they always are going to be. And okay, it'll be up to the audience ultimately to decide whether they want these or not.
Have you seen one actually been at one of these concerts?
Yes, I've seen the Roy Orbison one.
Oh, okay.
Where Roy emerges in a dust, you know, little cloud of smoke from below the stage and, you know, and then disappears above it. And you can see the musicians through the hologram. You know, they're creepy.
How many of these hologram tours are out there? I didn't know there was a Roy Orbison tour.
Now, yeah, you've got now it's Roy Orbison and Buddy Holly together. And then you've got the Jennifer Lopez and Ronnie James Dio. Those are the three big ones. There was an Amy Winehouse one on the books, and that got canceled. And they're talking about, oh, I'm sorry, there is the Tupac one still floating around out there. They're talking about a Jimi Hendrix one.
Why is the Whitney Houston hologram tour then the news item when all these others have been out there?
Well, this is the third big touring one.
Okay.
And of all of those, Whitney's the biggest star. Yeah, she's a bigger star than Buddy Holly, Roy Orbison, or Ronnie James Dio.
All right.
That's only because they didn't see Roy Orbison when he was alive. He was really good. Roy could really sing.
Oh, yeah, that was it. He could sing. He didn't have to move a muscle.
Right.
Just his voice.
That would be a Super Bowl halftime show everyone could live with.
Holograms?
No booty shaking there, Roy Orbison.
Don't count it out. Don't count it out. We may get the Cavalcade of Stars hologram halftime show.
This has been on the list for a couple of weeks, so I want to bring it up. Peter Frampton announces he's doing his memoirs.
Yeah, he had actually talked about it for a while, including to me, but he did announce that it's going to be published October 20th. It's going to be called Do You Feel Like I Do? And, you know, Peter is promising it is going to be it's going to tell all, you know, warts and all, talk about his life, his issues, his depressions and drug use and what it was like being, you know, in the wake, you know, not having, being a sensation not once but twice, once in the 60s as a teen star in England, and then, of course, everything that came after Frampton comes alive. And so that'll be out October 20th, and we'll be hearing a lot more about it. He also, by the way, has been named that May 15th he'll receive a Rare Impact Award from the National Organization for Rare Disorders. Who knew? There were such things, but you know he's suffering from this degenerative muscle disease that eventually will probably kill him if a cure isn't found. And so last year he did the North American farewell tour, and earlier this year he was over in Europe saying farewell.
So is he done touring at this point?
At this point, there are no dates on the books. I think it really is going to be a catch as catch can, and let's see how he feels. And if he feels like he can do some more dates, he will.
All right, here's one I don't understand. Robbie Krieger from The Doors is releasing a new solo album. I can't imagine that it would sell any copies.
He has his following, so this is going to come out. It's going to be called The Ritual Begins at Sundown. Instrumental jazz, you know, jazz fusion, just like his 2010 album was, Singularity. That got nominated for a Grammy, and it's for the people who like hearing Robbie Krieger play guitar.
So he gets critical acclaim.
Right. It's not for Doors fans.
Okay.
It's for, you know, folks who like fusion guitar. And, you know, he's good. I mean, it's really good stuff, but, yeah, it's not the Doors. Then again, if you like the guitar soloing on L.A. Woman and Riders on the Storm and all those songs, you might just like this.
All right. Where do you want to finish up this week?
Finish up this week? Let's talk AC/DC, because Dee Snider keeps mouthing off about this new AC/DC album. I guess he and Brian Johnson are good friends. So DD came out with some more news about it, saying that, you know, in his latest chat with Brian Johnson, you know, Brian told him the classic lineup is back together. That means everybody but Malcolm Young, who, of course, is not with us anymore. But Dee Snider did tell us that this album, whenever it comes out, will have some, you know, what he calls surprises from Malcolm Young that just had my jaw on the floor, his jaw being Dee Snider's, and he guarantees that Malcolm Young will be present. So, and he calls it AC/DC as we know them and love them. You know, pretty much what we've heard is this is an album built on guitar riffs that Malcolm Young left behind, you know.
This sounds like it's leading right back to Holograms, doesn't it?
Well, you know, yes and no. I don't think we're going to be seeing, you know, because they toured without Malcolm Young already, I don't think you're going to see a Malcolm Young hologram up there. You know, they will have to find a new bass player maybe because Cliff Williams retired. But we'll see.
I think I'm going to...
You're going to make yourselves a hologram?
No, I'm going to fall behind the cardboard cutout. If you want to see a guy who's passed along, we'll put a cardboard cutout on stage and play his music behind him.
You can do the little thing with the little joints, you know, the little tiny steel joints.
Oh, you want to put the rivets in the elbows and...
Yeah. Make
and
his shoulders move a little bit.
Yeah.
And in the jaw.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Where he's playing his guitar.
That'll be one of the roadies' jobs.
Yeah.
Moving the cardboard cutout.
Right.
All right. Who are you going to see this week, Gary?
We've got Sturgill Simpson is in town. So, the Americana kind of artist.
All right. All right. Yep. We'll talk about it next week, all right?
Sounds good.
Gary Graff, our music guy.